This is the Ladbrokes Racing Channel. Keep up to date with all the latest racing news and previews at news.ladbrokes.com. And for all the latest odds, head to ladbrokes.com. Online, on mobile, and also on tablet.
Hello and welcome to the Channel 4 Racing Podcast. My name's William Geldart. With me, I've got Matt Mower and Ben Stones. We're going to be running the rule over the 1,000 guineas. Okay, no found in this race, but let's see if we can find a winner. Lucida is the new market leader at 4-1. Fifth in the Dubai Fillies Mile on the last outing in October, but softer ground perhaps didn't help there. Good to firm expected this weekend. In these conditions, should be right up there, will she not? Obviously won the Rockfell in front of the second favourite as well, two starts ago. Who wants to kick off then with Lucida's claims?
Yeah, I mean, the ground probably went against her towards the end of last season when she got a bit stuck in the mud, I suppose. But back on a decent surface, this horse, she warrants being near the top of the market, I think. She seemed to take a little while getting going over 7 furlongs in the Rockfell Stakes, but once she did hit top gear, she really pulled. You know, she poured it on, and she looked like she was going away. So you'd think over a further furlong, it's going to bring up more in this horse. I think she's probably got just about the strongest form in the book in the race. I mean, Found was looking likely to be very short favourite, but probably warranted being that short. But I think without her, Lucida looks the class horse in this race.
Yeah, I think you're taking a gamble on that she's going to go a lot better on good ground, to be honest. Jim Bolger says she's been working well at home and he really likes her chances. He did say, though, that he doesn't think she'll get any further than a mile, which puts me off a little bit, given that she hasn't won at the distance yet. So, you know, I think she's quite short, actually, so I'll be looking to take her on.
Okay, well, one thing I think we'll all agree on as we go through this podcast is it's a wide open renewal. Let's look at that second favourite I mentioned before, Fed Eel, beaten in the Rockfell, only by length though, and showed great improvement there. We'll need another step up. Another that's running fresh, I'm not sure if either of you think that's a concern. I mean, 7 of the last 10 had a previous run in that season.
Yeah, I can't really have Fed Eel at this price, to be honest. As I say, I think she was... The further they went at the end of that Rockfell Stakes, it looked like she was getting beaten further by Lucida. And the fact she's been to Newmarket twice already and been beaten both times, that would worry me. Maybe whether she's a horse that doesn't quite handle the undulations of Newmarket as well as some other horses. And her one win, that form of the Salisbury victory, I'm not sure how strong that is. You know, there's a couple of lowly maiden winners coming out of that, and then other horses have been totally smashed up next time. So I'll worry about how strong this one's form is.
Yeah, she did miss the trials, but she actually opted to go for a racecourse gallop at the Craven meeting, so, you know, she's not going to be completely fresh going here. And Hills has got a good record in like sending horses fresh here. You know, Gennati won this in 2009 and she didn't have a prep run, so he's gone down that route, sort of like under the radar a little bit. She has got really nice breeding. She's sired by Tamayas and looks like an out-and-out miler. So, you know, she is unexposed and she could run well here, but I think she's short as well.
Yeah, I tend to agree. Falling down on a few particular trends. Qualify then, Ballydore's entrance with Joseph O'Brien on board. Obviously didn't fare too well at the Breeders' Cup, but plenty of success over 7 furlongs closer to home. Looks like she could step up to a mile with few problems and maybe take this one as well.
Not for me. I don't know. I think Qualify along with Fed Eel are two horses that I'm quite happily to oppose in this race. I mean, I think she's been well beaten in four of the five times she's stepped up to group level. So I wonder whether she's got that class in her locker. She's been behind the likes of Lucida and Osela, who I suspect we'll come on to in a minute. But yeah, I just worry that she's not quite good enough and she's this short price because she's Aidan O'Brien's only representative in the race.
Yeah, well, I tend to agree. What she's shown so far for me doesn't warrant her being this price at all. I think she's around 7-1 mark. I think it is just the Aidan O'Brien factor here, with Found obviously out of the race and together forever. I think the Irish punters are going to look for something to back and this might be the one.
All right, hardly a ringing endorsement. Legatissimo then, not a guaranteed runner. She's got multiple entries. Not sure if the trip would be too much of a concern here. Obviously, winner at over 9.5 furlongs at Gowran Park last time out. That victory only 7 days ago. So it'd be interesting to see if this one gets a run.
Yeah, I think if she does get a run, she'll be one that you'll be really looking. She could get found the tap for toe, I think. Her win at Gowran Park last week was very taking, but yeah, I'd say that was over 9.5 furlongs. So you wonder whether this is a horse for the Oaks or the Irish Oaks in the future. But she was, again, she was another one well beaten on her only start at group level. Obviously, last week's win was at listed level. So she has to step up again and prove she's got the speed. And she wouldn't be one for me, I don't think.
Okay, well, let's move on to something that at least one of you is going to back, and that's Azalea. Ben, that's your pick. Shortened up a bit, hasn't she? 8-1 now. Fits all the trends. Nell Gwynn winner, and one you're very sweet on.
Yeah, definitely. I think Lily Cedar is probably the quality horse. I think Sailor's double the price, and I don't think she's half as good as Lucida. And it's quite, I think it's quite taken, as Richard Hannon, Frankie Dettori and Richard Hannon both have said after that Nell Gwynn win that she will be in the first three in the Guineas. So I think that is quite a ringing endorsement to have about a horse. She showed real nice stamina and guts to fight out the finish in the Nell Gwynn. Obviously, she's got another furlong to step up here, but I think she'll relish that. She has got a length to make up on Lucida from the Moyglare Stakes, but I think, like I said, I think at double the price, that's worth a risk. It's a risk worth taking. And obviously, Frankie Dettori, he's banging in the winners at the moment. I think this horse will be banged there.
Yeah, I completely agree. She looked like a real battler in the Nell Gwynn, and to finish third at the Breeders' Cup as well, like for an English raider, that's no mean feat, you know. That's a really good achievement. Frankie Dettori is obviously sweet, got an excellent chance.
Okay, lots of support then for Azalea. I'm going to look further down now again. Jellicle Ball. I remember we talked about this filly before the Dubai Duty Free Stakes. We weren't sure what she could be. She finished second in front of Tiggy Wiggy last month. Perhaps didn't look out of place in group company. I mean, she only had a sort of routine maiden victory at Kempton. Was as big as 40-1 for the Guineas back in March, and now a 9-1 shot.
Yeah, I think we all wrote this horse off ahead of that race last time out. I think probably rightly so. I think she probably wasn't valued, but she was very taking in that second. And along with the winner at Red Star, I think they've both got a half-decent chance. They just need to step it up again. Jellicle Ball's only had two runs. Red Start's only had three. So they're both entitled to improve. I mean, Rolf Beckett's about Red Start. He said that she'll probably find one or two too good. But he said that this filly's done nothing but surprise them. So, you know, it wouldn't be a massive shock to see either of those two trouble the placings. But like I say, they've both got to step it up again.
Yeah, that probably was a weak race. But the first two were miles ahead of, like, most of the rest of the field. So, you know, you can only beat what's there. And I definitely think they've got decent chances of challenging the places.
Okay, and where do you think that leaves Tiggy Wiggy? Looking a little explosive now. Obviously, decent juvenile over 5 and 6 furlongs, but over further in that Dubai Duty Free, did struggle a bit.
Yeah, I understand Connections wanting to go for this race, but she still just looks at a little speedster. You know, that 6 furlong Group 1, the Commonwealth Cup at Royal Ascot, looks her race, and I think it's probably just a... I don't see her winning this, but I suppose at 20-1 she was top class last year. But I think she'll be outstayed by some of the hardier fillies in this race. And yeah, like I said, I still think that the Ascot race should be number one target. I expect it probably is, but I don't see her getting anything here.
Yeah, I agree. I think I don't think they're 100% sure she's going to get a mile, but you know they're just trying their hand anyway. And again, that race at Royal Ascot will be their number one target.
All right, risky business perhaps then backing Tiggy Wiggy this weekend. Any of you or either of you got any other shouts you wish to mention?
Yeah, I'll put a word in for the Godolphin horse, Local Time. Now, she's won her last 6 races and she took in the UAE, Guineas and Oaks, and she won both of those really nicely. Now, that's the same route as Itimau took last year, and she went on to finish third in this race. She's won at Newmarket before and over a mile, so she handles the track, she stays the distance, and I think at 16-1 she could be a nice each way bet.
Yeah, Local Time was my each way selection as well. I just can't see why she's 16-1 when this is such an open race, and I know the quality of the horses she was beating at Maidan wasn't the best, but I can't see any reason why she should be 16 to 1. I think she should be about 10s, 8s maybe.
All right, well, both of you are usually so in sync. It's uncanny. And I've got a very big feeling that you are again. So maybe I should just let you both shout out your best bet for this race. Are you both in agreement on Azalea?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, well. Fine. Lovely consensus. Brilliant. Okay, that just about rounds it off. Thanks very much, chaps. Don't forget, if you back a winner in any live Channel 4 race at odds of 4-1 or greater, you can get a free bet up to £25. Head to ladbrokes.com for all the latest odds. Good luck with your bets, and we'll catch you again next time.